USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming creation of a massive economic stimulus proposal.
It's going to be big, it's going to be bold, and the level, again, of enthusiasm to get something done, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin suggests the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money and help hardworking Americans affected by the coronavirus outbreak. Also speaking during the coronavirus press briefing at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence says every American should follow government guidelines.
If every American acts on the president's coronavirus guidelines, we could see a substantial reduction in the spread of the coronavirus.
States are continuing their response to the coronavirus outbreak. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is activating the National Guard to help with the response effort. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Today is primary election day in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Ohio was on the primary calendar, but state health officials are calling it off because of concerns regarding the coronavirus and the need to avoid crowds. Ohio Secretary of State Mike LaRose believes,
I'm confident that we made the right choice and the legally correct choice as well. I don't think any of us that serve in positions of responsibility can ever look back and say we did everything 100% perfectly, right? Hindsight's always 20/20. What I know is that Governor DeWine acted to protect health and safety. What I know is that I immediately responded to protect the integrity of our elections and the confidence people have in our elections. I know that the governor stands by his decision. I stand by mine.
Governor Larry Hogan is moving the date of the Maryland primary because of the coronavirus. He announced the new date will be June 2nd. The original primary was set for April 28th. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential primary voters are going to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio was scheduled to host a primary, but on Monday, state officials ordered polling locations closed because of the coronavirus. This seems to be a two-horse race between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, a key for the Democrats to beat President Trump in the fall, though, is going to be the party uniting. I had a chance to catch up with former Barack Obama campaign manager David Plouffe, and he shares with me one of the ways that the people can unite on the Democratic side of the aisle after this primary.
Well, I write about this in the book, even though I had to write this without knowing exactly who the final candidates will be. It is critically important. So, you know, the party has a role. When I say the party, I mean it's really people, right? So Biden and Sanders doing and saying the right thing. You know, eventually Barack and Michelle Obama will be part of trying to unify the party. So that'll be important, but we all have a role, and I write about this in the book. So let's say you live in a state and you were supporting Joe Biden. By the way, a lot of people, they might have been supporting Amy Klobuchar 3 weeks ago, right? But now they're Biden supporters. But, you know, and you know the most active Sanders people in your community, invite them over to your house. Say, listen, let's figure out how we're going to move forward. And some of those folks aren't going to be ready to move forward right away. You know, when your candidate loses in a primary, it can really hit you hard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.